This is Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Terry Cavanaugh. We're going to visit today with Choral Dynamics. Their show is coming up this weekend at the Orpheum Theater. It's a rock and road trip. And with me in the studios are the producers of that show, Wes Young, Pam Melvin, and Mary Stiers, here to tell us about what's happening on the weekend, a little bit about the music, what's going on, and also it'll benefit a not-for-profit here in our area, too. We'll talk about that as well. Good morning, or good evening, I should say.
Good evening, yeah.
Nice to have you with us, and let's talk a little bit about the show. Wes, I think you're getting used to this producer role, right?
Yeah, I'm crazy enough to do another one, yes.
Tell us a little bit about how you decided on a rock and road trip.
Well, we just was looking for an idea for another spring show, a very lively show, and most of the time when people think about summer, they think about summer vacations and hitting the highways, and when you hit the highway, you crank up the tunes on the radio and blaze down the road. And we thought, wow, this will fit perfectly into that mindset.
Mm-hmm. So, Pam, how did you go about deciding which songs? Did you get some help from your director?
Well, the last June show had to do with like 60s and 70s. So we just kind of bumped it up a decade slightly and pulled from like the 70s and the 80s. And like Wes was saying, songs where you hear that song on the radio and it's an automatic hit, that volume.
Yeah, yeah.
And sing along.
And sing loudly, yeah, with it. So
how big is your group this time around, Mary?
Right now we have 77 current members on stage. And then, of course, we've got some extra people that are helping us out with the show. It's a great group, and it's got a great sound because it is so large.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's larger, I think, than the last time we spoke.
Just barely fits on the risers, yes.
Yeah. Now, in the past, you've also cooperated sometimes with schools or other organizations to bring them in. Is the Rock and Road Trip got some special guests you can talk about?
Not this particular one. We do have some musicians and stuff coming in for this one. But
right. We've got a couple of local guitarists that are just wonderful and a local drummer. And then we have two keyboards. So it's a very, very full sound for the band. We didn't bring in the children. That's usually at the Christmas show because the kids are out of school now.
I was going to say, and the youngsters are out of school. It'd be hard to get them all.
They're in the car on the road trip. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we there yet?
But, but I'd like to mention that this show is very kid-friendly. You know, we have some songs, a couple especially, that are theme songs in movies, Disney movies that they would have seen, or Pixar, I'm not sure.
Absolutely. But, yep.
So it is, kids should come, too.
It's for all ages.
Yeah. Definitely.
And I don't know of any show you've done that wasn't for all ages. I think most of them really are they not?
Yes.
Bring the family.
Oh, yes.
What organization benefits from your show this time around?
This is the Kiwanis Club of Galesburg, which is, of course, most people know, a local not-for-profit organization that helps basically the children and young adults in the Galesburg area through either scholarships or projects to take them Christmas shopping or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Do you know off the top of your head how much Choral Dynamics has raised over its long history and in terms of not-for-profits, Mary?
Not counting this show, but was $481,000, and I guess $481,002 actually. And then this organization just broke the record for ad fundraising, and they raised well over $12,000
for this show.
Yeah, we're very excited.
So since this is our 40th anniversary year, we still have one more show at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. We really think this will be perfect. We're probably going to hit the $500,000 mark as far as what Choral Dynamics has helped organizations raise.
Great way to celebrate our 40th anniversary.
Right. Sure is, yeah, raising $500,000 over those 40 years. So it's and that's how it all started, as I understand it, just as an organization wanted to put funds back into the community or pick an organization and have fun doing it. You've been rehearsing since what, right after Christmas probably, or February?
Well, February, yep. Yes.
Yeah.
After the Super Bowl, put down the football and you pick up the music. Off you go.
And speaking of that 40th anniversary, I just wanted to mention another thing that kind of is neat about this show is we've been together as a group for a long time. And I think a road trip or a journey or a highway is all a nice metaphor for a relationship. And so that kind of goes along, I think, with part of the reason that we thought of having a road trip for our 40th anniversary.
And it's a journey.
It's a journey.
We may be doing a journey song, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And, segue.
Yeah. And we do have, I think, five members that were that are still currently singing that were in that original, that first year.
Yeah.
So they're spanning almost 40 years of music.
Yeah.
So quite a feat for them, too.
And doing two shows a year, that's
80
two
shows.
Times 40 is 80.
Yeah, this is our 81st show.
Yeah.
So that would be the Hunts, probably, or Joni, right? Has she been an original member? Or
she was an original member, right. Gwen Stevens. Uh-huh. I know Gwen moved away for a while, but she's back, and yeah. she's been in. And Kathy Rutledge and uh-huh. Jean Schumard.
Oh, there we are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Wes, tell us, can you name a couple songs? I heard the group Journey.
Yeah, but... we've got some Journey. We've got some Foreigner. We've got some Beach Boys. We've got Doobie Brothers. So it's, you know, it's like Pam was saying, we're spanning almost 40 years of music. So from clear back in the early 70s all the way up to the current. I mean, we even got some songs just as new as 2 years ago. So
sounds good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big range.
Mm-hmm. Who directs and...
Alisa Raymer mm-hmm. from Monmouth. And she has so much energy and she brings so much to the group. And... She's going to be fun in this show too. She'll have a little off the podium things to do. So that'll be fun for the audience to look mm-hmm. forward to.
It's a very visual show. I don't want people who have not been to Coral Dynamics to think it's, you know, a concert with us standing in choir robes on the risers. It is very active, lots of visual elements mm-hmm. in it.
So you are taking a little journey.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
There is a journey in the show.
Some are all on board. Others might go kicking and screaming, but we'll all get there.
Wes Young, Pam Melvin, Mary Stiers are with us on behalf of Coral Dynamics. The show is coming up this weekend, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, if I'm not mistaken, 7:30 on Friday and Saturday night and 2 o'clock on Sunday. Any challenges with being a producer? I know, Wes, I thought you were new to it the last time I talked to you. And
yep.
And appreciate you coming back. Pam, we've seen before. Mary might be new to the studios here, but not to the Coral Dynamics.
Well, this is my first show producing. Yes.
Yeah. You'd never know it, though.
Yeah, exactly. She's taken her initiation very well.
Yeah. Well, I read where it takes creativity and organization and just a love of being with the group. And you have to pull mm-hmm. all those things together. And I can understand why you'd have more than one person managing.
We each have different strengths mm-hmm. and...
And it's a huge job. I think it would be – there are occasionally a person that does it solo, but I don't know how they do it because there's a lot of –
costuming sets, mm-hmm. narration. The hardest thing, at least, that I found for this show was narrowing down the song choices.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because, you know, it was pretty open. We all had favorites. We all stuck to our favorites, and they're in the show.
And then
you add more on top of that. But we had to do a lot of editing to get it down to, you know –
sure, something manageable.
Show length. Otherwise, we'd be in there for 5 hours singing all our favorite songs.
And getting those songs in the choral arrangement can also be another feat.
Yeah.
And then adding instruments, lead guitars, bass guitars, and drums to that, it's been quite a blending.
Mm-hmm.
And our director, Alisa, does a wonderful job of rewriting things, whatever she has to do, so it's presentable to a show.
Yeah, so it mm-hmm. fits the program. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds great. What's the ticket cost, you know, top of your head?
Yes, it's $15 for adults. Children up to the age of 12 are free if they come with a paid adult. And those in between, the 12 to 17-year-olds are $7.50. They're half price, but, you know, you have to call the Orpheum to get those half price tickets. You can't get those online.
Okay. All right. So through the Orpheum or adult tickets online, mm-hmm. Through the box mm-hmm. office there. All right. Coral Dynamics coming up this weekend and benefiting Kiwanis Club of Galesburg. Alisa Raymer is directing, and the producers are Wes Young, Pam Melvin, Mary Stiers with us here in the studios. Appreciate your time. Good luck with another show, and congratulations on hitting those milestones for Coral Dynamics. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Terry Cavanaugh for Galesburg's Evening News.